a survey that I'm still trying to get into here, so we're going to get into it kind of together. I just thought it was interesting because, again, you're hearing all this talk about, you know, the one-year time frame of when things really started to change. It's a survey that was done by One Poll, O-N-E, One Poll.
Name of the company.
Yeah. On behalf of American Water, because this has to do with hygiene. And, of course, water, very important part of hygiene. Asking 2,000 Americans to reflect on the past 12 months to analyze hygiene habits. And let's see. It says here, even though 90% of respondents say they are aware of the CDC guidelines on washing hands for 20 seconds, for example, 41% admit that it's starting to get tiresome.
What does that tell me? They were not really washing their hands before the pandemic? They were tired of it?
We do provide expert...
the germophobic.
Yes. We do have an expert analyst, by the way, in this, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Johnston, who for years has been practicing personal hygiene habits that the CDC contacted Pat to ask, by the way, for guidelines. Pat, what should we be doing, is what they asked.
Taking the skin down to the bone.
That's right.
So 90% are... at least 90% are aware.
That's true.
But 41% say it's starting to get tiresome. Didn't say they weren't doing it, they just said it's starting to get tiresome.
Yes.
I wonder this, though, and I don't know if the survey addressed this or not.
Oh, go ahead, we'll see if we can find out.
With COVID-19 restricting everyone's activities and many, many more people staying at home, not getting out, feeling trapped, I wonder if they felt the need to shower was reduced.
I wouldn't doubt that either.
We know that for many, personal grooming habits... changed.
Oh, yes, they did.
Or became obsolete.
Yes, they did.
Let's see. No, you might enjoy this part, Pat. It says here 65% of respondents said their hygiene habits improved over the past year.
More time,
Although 42% say, again, they admitted things are starting to slide. In fact, they say they're less inclined to do today what they were doing a year ago at the beginning of it all. Which, you know, heightened awareness and everyone's so...
Yeah,
fatigue sets in.
Respondents are also, it says here, less likely to sanitize groceries and mail. Although I think a lot of people weren't doing that in the first place.
I don't think so, no.
We weren't doing it.
That was one of the early, we should do this, and I think the CDC basically said, don't have to do all that. Well, here, this is kind of what you were talking about, Art, I guess. It says that the top habit... people are less inclined to do today are immediately changing out of their clothes and washing them after being out.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I remember that. Yeah, it's if
say what now?
Well, remember
when you come home after being out, you should change your clothes.
Yes.
Early on, I think that was before the shutdowns. They said if you.
Oops.
Right.
Guilty.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? There are still, I think that still stands, though, for those in the medical profession.
Well, yeah.
Right. But for those of us who are just heading out to the store or something, right, you don't have to do that.
Let's see. It says here that the average American now washing their hands up to 9 times a day.
Oh, yeah.
One in 5 of the respondents said that they are washing their hands upwards of 15 times a day.
Wow.
No,
how about that? It's getting to your territory there, Patrick?
No. I don't even do 15.
Okay, wow. Okay. So there is a limit.
Whoa.
There is a limit. And hey, finally, you will appreciate this. One final thing I see in the survey. Now, here you go. Again, this was a one-poll survey, 2,000 adults, reflecting on the past 12 months. And it was on behalf of American Water. It says here that 42% of respondents in the survey, now describe themselves as germophobes.
All right.
42%.
Hey, welcome to Pat's world.
How about this? So there you go. Personal hygiene and how it's been going on for the past year.
We need another survey we should do sometime.
And what's that survey?
Yes. That would be how much of your home furniture has been prematurely worn out because you've been sitting in it so long. I know my office chair is getting a little shabby around the edges.
They track in the carpet has become more pronounced, right? Well, that's okay. We have some brand new chairs here that haven't really been used a lot.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice of you. See, you pick on my chair. You've got the new ones. How did that happen? I'm still waiting for a studio name.
Well, good luck on that. I don't know how long it will last, but good luck on that.
Oh, man. So, you know, the good thing, though, is that I do hope when this is all over, our personal hygiene habits do improve for a while. It carries over for a little while.
Well, that's the question.
Not saying you have to wash your hands 9 times a day anymore, but maybe just a few times a day.
The other side of that is that when it's over, finally over, people will be so tired of it they won't do anything.
Oh, then I may stay home. I'm not sure.